This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. 4 decades ago, when Betty Mooney blew into town, there were no other massage therapists in Charlottesville, at least no other therapeutic massage therapists.
And I was afraid to tell anyone that I did massage therapy, because when I came to Charlottesville, women had only been admitted to UVA very recently. The town was very different than it is now. It was Southern, it was conservative, and New Age things like massage just didn't happen. Other than there was a massage parlor in Charlottesville. And I, being young and curious, decided to find out a little bit more about that. So one day I went over to this location, which was next to the Holiday Inn on Angus Road, and walked in and asked the woman, did she need anyone to work there? And she looked at me, and I was a different size than I am now, let's just say. And she said, honey, just get you some red lipstick and high heels and come back in an hour. And I have to say, I was in that state in my life where I thought, oh my gosh, why did I move here from Ann Arbor, Michigan, where massage therapy was appreciated as a profession, and moved to a place where obviously I was not going to be working.
Put on your high heel sneakers, put your wig hat on your head. Put on your high heel sneakers, put your wig hat on your head. Well, I'm pretty sure now, baby, pretty soon you're gonna knock on dead.
How'd you become a massage therapist, Beth?
Well, that's kind of an interesting story, actually. I was a dance major at the University of Michigan, and I was in a performance in which I was supposed to leap into someone's arms. But unfortunately, he scratched his nose just as I leaped, and I ended up on the floor with a terrible hamstring injury. And I went to the doctor immediately, and the doctor said, you will not be dancing for 6 months. This is very serious. You'll be on crutches. And I told the doctor, I said, well, I'll kill myself. I can't not dance for 6 months. And you know how young people are,
yes,
when they're obsessed with something.
I dimly remember.
So a friend of mine said, Betty, there's a woman in town, and I don't know much about her. Why don't you go see her? Maybe she can help you. And this woman did massage therapy, which I had never heard of in my life. I'd never been aware of the profession of massage therapy. Within 6 weeks, she had me patched up and ready to go. And I was so impressed. And besides having my injury, able to dance again with this injury that had healed, I felt better than I'd ever felt. I never realized that I was a tense person. And I was so relaxed and feeling so good that I thought, I've got to learn how to do this. And I need more massage. So she suggested that I go to her school in Detroit, Michigan, which was only about an hour and a half drive from Ann Arbor. And so I did. I decided I'm going to learn massage, I'm going to be a massage therapist, and I'm going to help dancers.
And then you came to Charlottesville.
Well, that was a little bit of a detour, I thought. That was a surprise. I never intended to live in Charlottesville, but I fell in love.
Get out. Don't you think how a lot of women got to Charlottesville in those days?
It probably is. I arrived in Charlottesville in January when it was miserable, cold, and sleeting in Ann Arbor, stepped off the plane, and it was 70 degrees and sunny. And there was a guy in Charlottesville who I had dated in Ann Arbor, hadn't seen in a while, and he proposed. And we eloped that weekend.
Romance. Eddie Grant, were you working as a massage therapist before you eloped?
Well, in Ann Arbor, I had just started to see some private clients.
Okay.
Which terrified me, to tell you the truth, because for anyone out there who has ever done massage as a profession, when you first start, you know, it's a scary profession because it's very intimate.
Mm-hmm.
You are afraid you might hurt someone. It's the kind of profession where I have advocated for now that you need mentoring. You need to be followed after you graduate. That wasn't the case. I was kind of out on my own. But when I came to Charlottesville, I did not do massage at first. I quickly found out there was no one really doing this as a profession, and there was a massage parlor. And so I thought I wouldn't. I thought I might never do massage again. I could teach dance. I could teach exercise, which I did. And then one day, really out of the blue, I got a call from a man with a very heavy New York accent named Mr. McGoldrick. And he said, I am the new manager of the Boar's Head Sports Club, which had just opened in Charlottesville. And he said, and I want a massage therapist, and I've heard you have that training. And I was rather shocked because I had told very few people about this. And I don't know where he was having a drink one night, but he found out. And he ended the conversation saying, and we'll pay you anything. Well, that was the line that got me very interested. So I quickly went in and we sat down, and it was a lovely facility.
Yeah.
And I realized this is a great place to begin. And so I was there for 9 years.
Boar's Head Sports Club, was that the first workout facility that wasn't attached to UVA in Charlottesville?
I believe so.
I mean, I don't remember another.
Yeah, that Mr. Rogan, it was his mm-hmm. vision with the Boar's Head Inn. The Boar's Head Inn was already there, and this was then built, and I believe it was.
Okay, so you're in a, having a fitness facility is a bit new in Mr. Jefferson's
right.
lovely city. And then here comes a massage therapist. How did people react to you in those early days?
Well, I have to say a lot of people even then that came to Charlottesville were not from Charlottesville. They weren't even from the South. We were, even back then, getting a lot of people coming here from all over the world, literally. A lot of the farms around Charlottesville were owned by Europeans who are very familiar with massage therapy. I mean, massage in Europe has been an age-old treatment. I lived in Germany for 2 years. I actually was a German major before I was a dance major and had the privilege of living in Freiburg. And while there, you know, I mean, I was not aware of massage, but I later learned that the Germans have insurance plans that allow them to go to a spa every year. So in Europe, having massage is built into their healthcare plan. At least that used to be the case. I don't know with austerity how that's changed, but I think it's an excellent idea. So I had a lot of clients from all over the world, literally, at the Boar's Head Sports Club. There were also, you know, local people coming at that time. After being there about 9 years, I decided that I wanted more than just massage, that I wanted to have some other facilities. So I actually started thinking about alternatives, how I could do that. I talked to the people at the Boar's Head about building a real spa, and they weren't really interested at that time. Interestingly enough, now the spa is there. Maybe I was ahead of my time.
I think you were, at least in the South.
Yeah, but the story of how I got my own spa, which I built onto our house in 1984, is rather interesting. A professor at the architecture school named Theo van Grol asked me to come and speak to his class about what kind of office I would need if I were to have an addition on our house. Now, Theo had thought this would be a fun project. I didn't even really envision this as a reality. So you can picture this. Back then, students, every time I mentioned the word massage, giggled. So we had to do a lot of educational prepping about what a professional was in this field, and that was interesting. But at the end of the course, Theo gave me a drawing, which was a rectangle with little squiggles on it. And I said, well, what is this? He said, well, this is your new office, and I'm coming to build it. And I said, what? And literally, that's how it happened. We talked to my husband. Theo was really the moving force, and I have this beautiful office with a whirlpool, sauna, steam room, all done in international style architecture thanks to the design of Theo van Grol.
You were a massage therapist at the Boar's Head. Now you have a spa. First of all, from your point of view, what is a spa?
Well, I mean, I think what's happened, and many people can see this, is a spa is something that has more than just the massage, you know, available. That You can get a water treatment, a heat treatment. You know, you can relax before you get the massage. But just to go back a little bit, mm-hmm. I want to say that as all this was transpiring, there were a lot more people coming to Charlottesville who did massage, which for me was wonderful because being all alone wasn't really a lot of fun. So in the 1980s, another woman and I, Martha Menard Brown, which many people know in Charlottesville area as a very good massage therapist, we started a chapter of the national organization of the American Massage Therapy Association in Charlottesville and started to gather some other people around us and started to build, you know, much more of a professional reputation in that area for massage therapy, so that we would do workshops, we would do lectures, we would go to marathon events and offer our services. And I have
by marathon events, you mean like
running
marathons.
Events, running, yes. Right, running events. And I guess what I'm proudest of after all these years is that from starting out in Charlottesville, where I couldn't even tell anyone what I did, to looking at now where there have to be over 100 massage therapists. And not only that, but the state of Virginia, after years of lobbying on the professional organization's part, now recognizes us, and we are actually certified under the Board of Nursing. So there's much more faith and trust from the medical profession to integrate massage into people's health care, into people's health plans. We now work UVA Hospital, Martha Jefferson Hospital, chiropractic offices. So if you think within that short span of time, how this profession has emerged really into an integral part, not as thinking of just a luxury, just, you know, an indulgence, but as a real integral part in how people can stay healthy and how people can really improve the quality of their life. I think that's what I'm excited about. And I don't intend to stop. I intend to keep working as a massage therapist and hopefully be back here in another 40 years and set a record.
Charlottesville, we'll just use Charlottesville as small town USA mm-hmm. or medium city USA, I guess I should say. The attitude has embraced massage therapy. Why is that? You know, sort of health fads come and go. People right. say, oh, yeah, this is the this is the bomb. This is the fountain of youth. Why has massage therapy really gained traction in the medical community?
Right. Well, I mean, I do think there are a number of reasons. I think partly our professional organization has allowed a lot of money to go to research. So if you go to your computer and Google massage therapy research, you will find some excellent studies done now to show the benefits of massage for people who have cancer and cancer treatments. Newborn infants who have various problems. Specific studies are being done to show specific health benefits. And you know, in this age of healthcare where every dollar has to count, we have become an evidence-based system of healthcare. So I'm happy to say my profession has followed right along and we're giving them evidence. So some insurance companies have covered massage therapy as part of a treatment plan. And I think that's going to happen more and more because the evidence really shows, if you look at it, that someone who is getting massage therapy treatments really benefits. I mean, you really have to learn to relax. And massage therapy is just one part of that. Obviously, there are many modalities now. And I think that's part of what our generation has discovered, Martha, is that, you know, we've taken up all kinds of things, yoga, mindfulness, you know, walking. And I think we discovered that, and maybe this comes out of being flower children, I don't know, but there was something about being relaxed that really made life beautiful. And we felt better. And so I think that maybe we can take credit for some of this, you know, that people now pay more attention to that as being important.
And it's interesting, too, because I, as a fellow flower child, think that perhaps we're willing to invest some of our most precious commodity, which is time, into, do you say, working at relaxation? That sounds
well,
like...
I think it's what happens, I notice, with people is that once they experience really being relaxed, you don't have to do much convincing. I mean, it is so enjoyable. It is wonderful. I mean, I don't think I'm exaggerating to say that I've never had anyone leave a session with me and not say, oh my God, I feel great.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
That was Betty Mooney, Charlottesville's first massage therapist, who came to town 4 decades ago.
Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growin'. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it, do do, feeling groovy. No deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Just a reminder that this week's show is the next to the last edition of The Spark on WMRA. The reason is that I've sold a novel, Small Blessings, St. Martin's 2014, and I'm semi-retiring so as to have the time to write another novel. However, I'm happy to say I'll still be on the air, producing weekly features for Here and Now, beginning July 11th. The Spark is a joint production of the WMRA Land Community and the staff of WMRA Public Radio. The Spark's theme music is supplied by the Avant Gardeners of Albemarle County. Terry Ward is our web wrangler. Thanks to Bob, Matt, and Terry for their help. And special thanks to Richard Adams for suggesting I talk with Eric Walter. And please, if you have suggestions for someone I should interview for my weekly features, send them to me through the Spark page at WMRA.org. I'm Martha Woodruff. It has been a great pleasure to be with you.